We're talking about real estate again on Newsmakers Today. I'm Larry Morgan, and with us is National Association of Realtors President Steve Brown. So, Steve, I've noticed reports about first-time buyers finding it difficult to enter the market. What's your take on that?
Well, it's true. There aren't as many first-time buyers in today's market, Larry, as there should be. You know, while many reports show that younger buyers, especially millennials, still value home ownership and dream of owning their own home, the current environment is really making it tough for them.
So why do you think that's happening?
Several factors. One is tighter lending standards. Two, we're a bit short on inventory at the lower price points in the marketplaces. Three, an uncertain job market. And four, student loan debt. There's a recent survey from the National Association of Realtors showing that first-time buyers found it difficult to save for a down payment because of their student loan debt.
So what steps can these first-time buyers, especially those younger ones, take in order to realize that dream of having their own home?
Well, as a young buyer, it's very important to get your finances in order. Know your credit history before you begin your home search. As a buyer, you need to be really fully prepared for the mortgage application process. Also, do a little research on your own. Identify neighborhoods you like and think about what you need and want in a home. And most importantly, work with a realtor. He or she can guide you through the home buying process and help you find the home that best meets your needs.
So, Steve, what's the best place these first-time buyers can go to get more info?
Without question, visit realtor.com for the most accurate and up-to-date information on the local real estate markets throughout the country. And, of course, consult your local realtor. He or she can give you the advantage that you need to succeed in today's housing market.
That's realtor.com. National Association of Realtors President Steve Brown, thanks again for talking with us on Newsmakers.
It's always a pleasure.